Yes, Chris.
Hello, Chris. This is Roy from True Green.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know of a small problem we have.
Which is?
Well, we accidentally sprayed your lawn a few days ago. They were supposed to spray down the street a bit, but they sprayed yours instead.
Okay.
So just wanted to apologize for that.
And they sprayed it with?
Grass killer. Industrial strength, actually.
Lovely.
I'm so sorry.
All the time and effort I put into keeping the front lawn alive, you guys just wiped it out. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't. They showed me some before pictures, and to be honest, it doesn't look that good. That's probably why they got the wrong address. They were like, "This is the one." But yeah, they were supposed to do down the street a bit. I don't know how they got yours by accident.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm apologizing for one thing. I am sincerely sorry.
Thank you. It doesn't solve my problem, but...
I'm also calling to warn you to not walk near the trees, because the trees are going to eventually rot and die from the industrial strength.
You killed the trees in my front yard? Are you...
Well, it wasn't me. It was the people that work for me. There's this new guy, Chad.
Just wait.
What?
Wait. I need to find a place where I can yell at you in private.
Okay.
You killed all the trees in my front yard. That is the reason I bought the goddamn house.
Oh. Why? I mean, they're...
Those trees are perfectly placed because they block the evening sun. Without those, my house is going to be about 20,000 degrees hotter.
Oh, now, I think that might be an exaggeration.
Okay. So,
I mean, really, 20,000?
I want you to take my email address, please.
Okay.
And I want you to send me the name of your supervisor.
Okay.
And I would like to know what you're going to do to compensate, fix. I just spent a ton of money having those trees trimmed.
Oh.
You have no idea how big a deal this is.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's just trees. It's not like we killed a person. It's just grass and trees and shrubs.
Are you? You know what? Just send me your supervisor's name, phone number.
Well, what for? I mean, I'm basically...
Would you...
I'm the supervisor. I'm an independent contractor.
Okay, so can you send me your insurance company? Because either you're going to pay a lot to cut those down and replace them with full-size mature trees, or I'm going to sue you for it.
No.
Whichever one you want.
You can't get trees that big, can you? Then transplant them?
No, you can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, see, you're being unrealistic, and then you're exaggerating, talking about 20,000 degrees.
Oh, my God. You're just a real piece of work, aren't you?
Okay. Well, I mean,
you're
the one being a jerk about all this. I'm just trying to do the right thing and apologize.
I'm being a jerk? Well, apologizing does not replace these trees.
Right, but they're just trees. I mean, now you have a better view of the street.
So would you send me your email address? I can't even think right now, so would you please send me your email address, your phone number?
Okay. Well, my phone number's on your caller ID.
Contact information, things of that nature.
But, you know, if you plant little trees, you can watch them grow up.
Just stop talking to me right now. I am just so not in a place that I can talk to you right now.
Why can't you just get one of those little trees at Walmart?
Would you stop talking? And please just send me your information so that I can talk to you when I'm in a better frame of mind, please.
All right, well...
Can you do that for me?
We can give you a 10% off coupon for rocks.
Can you please send me your information?
Yeah, and I'll send you the coupon with it.
Thank you. Would you please send me your contact information so I can call you back?
You want me to just text it to you?
That would even be fine.
Okay. Or you could just look at your caller ID like, you know, a normal person. I mean, it's right there.
Would you send me your email address in addition to that? Company name, things of that nature.
True Green. It's True Green. Can't you remember True Green? That's like a really easy to remember name.
Oh, my you are something else. Yeah, I can remember that.
Did you really step into another room to yell?
You just said you were an independent contractor for them.
Yeah, technically I'm not. I don't have a supervisor. I just use their corporate name.
You are part of the True Green Company.
Well,
so I need to know how to escalate this. If I need to escalate it.
Well, I don't see any reason to escalate it. I apologize. What else?
I don't care what you think or what you see. I need you to send me the information. Well, I've been trying to get you to send me information on how I can escalate this.
You know, basically, I think you probably owe me money because the trees, they're not going to get into your sewer pipes.
Oh, you've got to fucking be kidding me, right?
Well,
if this isn't a prank call, then this is just hilarious.
What? No, it's not. I'm just saying, you know, usually when you have trees out there, they get into the sewers, the sewer lines, the drainage.
I understand. I seriously did buy this house because of those trees.
Well, what a dumb purchase. I mean, it's not like trees are permanent. They're going to fall down and get struck by lightning and stuff like that.
Would you please send me your information?
Yeah, I definitely will. I don't know why you keep asking. Like, why wouldn't I?
Thank you very much.
Hey, maybe we could just replace those trees, like, with a wall or something.